The Fable. The Situation. Shea Davis knew that it was too soon for him to get fired. 6 months was not enough time for even the most aggressive private equity firm to axe a recently promoted CEO, but it wasn't too soon for them to start thinking about it. Golden Gate Security wasn't exactly failing under Shea's brief period of leadership. The company, headquartered in Emeryville, a mostly commercial town on the eastern shore of the San Francisco Bay, was still growing, albeit more slowly than most other regional security companies in the West. Profit margins were solid, but they looked anemic compared to those of All American Alarm, the massive and most aggressive national company in the home and small business security market. Shea figured that the private equity guys would give him another 9 months to jumpstart Golden Gate, but he wasn't going to wait that long. After climbing the ladder for more than 2 decades and finally making it to the top, he wasn't about to let all those years of hard work go to waste. So he decided to throw his pride out the window and make a painful phone call. Research. Lighthouse Partners was a small consulting firm located in Half Moon Bay, California, that had a reputation for working with interesting and successful clients. One of those clients was Del Mar Alarm, a San Diego-based company that was the shining star of the regional security arena in California and a small thorn in Shea Davis's side. Whether it was a panel discussion at a trade show or an article in a business magazine, Del Mar and its British-born CEO, Liam Alcott, were regularly lauded for their off-the-chart profitability, as well as for their ability to fend off national competitors like All American. Normally, Shea would never have considered hiring a competitor's consulting firm, but he was beginning to feel desperate enough to try something new. When he contacted the consultant at Lighthouse, who worked with Del Mar, she explained that she'd have to check with her client to see if it would be okay for her to work with another company in the same industry. Shea decided he probably wouldn't hear back from her. He was right. But he could never have predicted what would happen next. Nemesis. It's hard to hate someone you don't know, but Shea figured he was getting pretty good at it in regard to Liam Alcott. Though he had never really met Alcott, aside from a handshake or a perfunctory greeting at an industry event, Shea had heard him speak a few times and read more print interviews than he cared to remember. He had grown to resent the phony affability of the man who seemed to have such an easy time doing what Shea hadn't yet figured out. So when Shea's assistant, Rita, came into his office to announce that someone named Liam was calling for him on line one, Shea figured it was one of his own executives pulling a prank on him. But before he could pick up the phone to play along, he noticed the 619 area code and decided that the caller might just be his nemesis from San Diego. Taking a deep breath, he dove in. "This is Shea." "Hello, Shea. This is Liam Alcott." Shea realized immediately that it wasn't a prank, but he was somehow relieved that he didn't even like the sound of the man's voice, notwithstanding the English accent, which he decided was affected. So he decided to be excessively nice. "Well, what can I do for you, Liam?" "First, I want to apologize for not reaching out to you last summer to congratulate you on your promotion. I feel like a bum." Shea wasn't at all convinced that the man was genuine, but he wasn't about to let on. "Don't be silly. Believe me, if anyone knows how busy you are, it's me." "I suppose that's true. Anyway, I'm calling because Amy over at Lighthouse told me that you contacted her about working with them." Shea felt a rush of shame wash over him, expecting Liam to chastise him for trying to poach his consultants, not to mention his intellectual property. Shea tried to play it cool. "Yeah, I just figured that they know our industry and that if they didn't have a problem with..." Liam interrupted. "Of course, I get it, and I don't have any problem with it at all. Amy's a great consultant, and Lighthouse has been very helpful to us down here. You would love working with her." More than a little surprised, Shea backed off to preserve some pride. "Well, we're going to be talking to other firms too, so we're not ready to commit to anything quite yet." Liam didn't flinch. "That's smart. In fact,